Blog Talk Radio.
Drip. You are equipped with succulent lips and those four-figured hips. Ass sits like a statue of thoroughbred Eastern Continental goddess, and you got this way of making me want to write erotic and tasty bars like a Milky Way dressed in lingerie. The looks we trade explains that you digging what I say. My display is California swag with the Midwest tongue, gangster grunge hung, and it hits like a Selassie I naughty root boy that will lick your pearl tongue ting a time or two. Me not true till you come, then me pull out me stun gun and go on to run your poom poom plum with the cadence of a snare drum. My surgeon seed is in need of your perfect randomness. Caress and handle my mammal. Uplift this gift. My simple wish is that you grip me with your fist and make this mic drip. Just like that. Make my mic drip. You're tripping. You got me tripping when you do it like that. Acrobatic tongue lashes on my demographics has me breathing asthmatic. You're fantastic at classically mastering my apparatus like you practice verbal gymnastics, and I find it attractive that you swag with your gag when you're orally active. My stretch is asking, rather demanding, that you back that fatness in my direction. Crash my erection with the wetness of your intersection. I'm collecting electric vibes from your amplified love sounds when I'm inside. Your midnight cry strokes the ego of my earlobes as if my stronghold is at the mercy of your lips. I missed with your grip, and we fit as if we were made up for each other by a locksmith. So enamor me with your gifts. Let your temple be filled with my myths at this climax of our trip. I just ask you this. Can you make this mic drip?
Drip the Mic presents Oral Diction, hosted by poetess April J. Armstrong, co-hosted by author Sonia B., broadcasting live from blogtalkradio.com, presenting exceptional literary interviews covering all genres and platforms every Saturday, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. Studio Hotline, 646.
Welcome to Drip the Mic Presents Your Oral Diction. It's time to curl up in the hotel lounge with your host, poetess April J. Armstrong, and co-host Arthur Sonia B. There's no better place to be, so make your reservations and call 646-378-0355 and press 1 to make this mic drip.
Good evening, good evening. So I have been here for these last 2 hours with phenomenal feature, VV author from Drip the Mic Presents Your Oral Diction, where she had her two-hour feature. That show is shut down. The hotel at Drip the Mic is now closed. And if you are tuned in with me now, you are on blogtalkradio.com, Drip the Mic Presents Your Oral Diction's Poetry Cafe After Hours. Tonight, I have a wonderful co-host. I can't even call her a co-host. She is my partner in rhyme. She is so phenomenal with her words. She is a beast with it. I could not have anyone better tonight with me than Miss Jen Fatale from the Akil Ali Show. Miss Jen Fatale, thank you so much for being with us tonight. How are you doing?
It is my pleasure. Hello, April. How are you? Who's a beast
I'm
also?
Fine. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. I couldn't think of anyone else better to be here with me tonight and our headliner on the stage who is prepping himself. He's adjusting a mic stand, getting ready. So I cannot wait to bring him in. But first, how are you doing with everything that's going on over there in Drip the Mic Land on the Akil Ali Show?
Everything's cozy.
Cozy, comfy, cozy.
Everything
you're trying
is
to keep
comfy,
in line.
Cozy.
I know he can be a handful. We are all trying. It's a family effort. It takes a village. It takes a village. And I know he's listening, so I'm going to stop now because I'm going to hear it later. But, yes, we have to make sure to tune into your show every Tuesday at 9 p.m. What is it, Eastern? 6 p.m. Central Time. No, 8 p.m. Central Time on Drip the Mic Network. So make sure you call in and go ahead and hear those celebrity guest features, hot underground music. It's a lot going on over there, a lot.
That's right.
But tonight, if you have time, you can also call into our studio line, 646-378-0355. You press 1 to get on the mic if you want to spit some hot pieces while we listen to, yes, our headliner, Mr. Larry Richardson. He is a first-time published author, poet. After 40 years, his dream is finally tangible. I am holding his book, a limited edition called The Songs of Lala, The Poet. It's phenomenal poetry. It's inspirational. It's spiritual. Jen Fatale, you had a chance to read it. What did you get from the poem?
I read it from beginning to end, and every piece was profound and, like you
right.
said, phenomenal. Each piece had
right.
a meaning of its own, but very life lessonal. I know lessonal is not a word, but
making them hey, that's our poetic license.
Man,
so.
Oh my, right.
I cannot
but,
wait
yeah.
to hear his pieces. He is just, he's very
already
humble
got,
with
I
it.
Got
I
it
mean,
out.
you have
I got
a few
it
pieces
out.
Lined up?
I'm going to be reading along whatever piece he reads, I'm reading it too because I got the book pulled out. So I'm ready.
Right, okay. I got you. All right, you locked and loaded then on your end, right? We got you.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So that means we have Mr. Larry Richardson. He is up on the stage. He's tipping his hat saying he is ready. So, yes, Mr. Larry Richardson, he actually was inspired to start writing poetry when he met Miss Sonia Sanchez at his high school in Pennsylvania, Overbrook High School, where coincidentally also Will Smith and Wilt Chamberlain graduated from. So we have some powerhouses coming out of Overbrook High School up there.
Nice.
And now we have this 13-year military veteran who we are happy for his service, first and foremost
yes.
to say that. He is now seeing his dream come to fruition, and I know after talking with him today, he cannot wait to get on this stage, blaze it down, and then see if we got some other poets who want to come and drip the mic with us as well. Mr. Larry Richardson,
nice.
I'm sure you're on the line with us.
Yes,
I do
I
have
am.
To ask, there you are, if you could, Mr. Larry Richardson. I know I told you I was going to ask you to please grace us with your oral diction, but we actually yes. have another little saying we'd have here. And Ms. Jen Fatale, I think it's up to you to go ahead and get this virgin on the mic and get it rolling.
Okay. You got it. Hold on just a second. Oh, my goodness. I was not ready
question.
For that.
Well, he is new to the mic. He's new to blog talk. He's new to the author world. It's new everything. So, my sweetheart, yeah, we got to take that cherry. I'm sorry, Larry. Ooh, we got to take Larry's cherry. Yes, come on. Let's take that. Let me have that.
Okay. All right. Larry? You're so greedy. When I see your beautiful dark skin and you're approaching me, in my mind, your melanated pool flooding my view, and all I want to do is take a swim in you. Smelling so good with that fly cologne, my nostrils can't wait to get your scent all alone so she can take you in and fill my head space completely, wrapping your scent around my five senses and weakening the sixth one. You're so greedy, Larry. Cracking that beautiful smile. My heart hasn't pounded like that in a while. Licking those juicy lips, LL style. Beckoning me to come taste and not let that moment go to waste so I taste. And I want another and another because they're just like no other. How we lock stares and I look away and your eyes are still touching me, but I don't feel violated. Only the burning of each part you decadently robed over. I'm so glad you came through. Even though I've got a million things to do, you're going to be first. You're so greedy, Larry. Whatever shall I do with you? In peace.
Okay. Well, I should have dressed for the occasion.
Yeah, I apologize. I didn't put that in the memo. Jen Fatale can be a bit, yeah. Did you enjoy it, though, Larry? Did you enjoy it?
That takes our imagination to another level. So I may have to follow that plateau and try to, you know, come up with something equal or...
Oh, a rebuttal, Larry?
It's in the works, let's say that. So.
we'll give you time. We'll give you time. Well, now that Ms. Jen Fatale has graced us, Mr. Larry Richardson, how about you give us a piece, if you could? Can you make this mic drip?
Yes. Thank you, God, for the opportunity. This poem is called In Search Of. In Search Of Love, I'll go out on a limb. In search of friendship, I'll search until time ends. Where there is love, that's where I'll be. Wrapped in this mystic cloud of so protectively. True love and friendship arise from deep within oneself. So once found, gladly share them with someone else. For all things come free from the Heavenly Father above. Remember this as you go along the journey for whatever you are in search of. In search of.
Nice.
I love how your pieces are not the traditionally long, drawn out pieces. You pack a punch in the short amount of space that you use with your words. It's really, really astounding how you can do that.
Well, I try to make it so that, you know, a Mike Tyson or either a Bruce Lee effect, you know, straight to the point, and you know, and make sure that it hits all cylinders: the mind, body, and definitely the spirit. So that's what I have in mind when I do write.
That was beautiful.
Yes. So, but as you said, my inspiration was Sonia Sanchez at age 16, old book. And I was running around, you know, like a puppy in love with my writing. And I felt, ironically, when I discovered that talent, I felt biology class, because that was a boarding class to me in chemistry, so I used to write, you know, my poetry there, and I had to end up taking that class in summer school because I failed it during the regular school year for writing poetry. So it was a good thing, and it was with me for the last 40 years or more. So I just thank God for the opportunity to be able to express myself. It's something that I know that doesn't take, it's not work to me. It's like waking up and breathing. So, you know, I thank God for that.
Wow. Mm. That's
now,
amazing.
Now, Larry, do me a favor. We want to make sure we hear everything you have to say. So make sure you stay close to the mic so we can hear you, okay?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay, because you were kind of going in and out, and we want to make sure we capture all those nuggets, all right?
All right. Thank you. I'm close to the mic now.
There you go. Loud and clear. And since you're so close, why don't you drop another piece? Why don't you drip the mic one more time for us?
Song and dance. Dysfunction is the sign of the living, where hatred and taking is the norm instead of loving and giving. In this world, along with the devil they have created, man seems so lost that he's willing to protect his way of life and interest by any means necessary at any cost. Beware of him that from afar you can tell, because he brings with him the depths of hell. From their continents, their cause the masses that have gathered in love, peace, and unity to take notice out of fear, to subtly scatter, seeking out the weakest soul. On it, their prance and in their triumph, they'll celebrate with song and dance.
Mm.
Beautiful.
Miss Jen Patel.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that piece?
Song and dance, just as profound as every piece in here. Like, I'm looking at it right now because I got my book out. So, from their countenance, they'll cause the masses that have gathered in love, peace, and unity to take notice out of fear, to suddenly scatter, seeking out the weakest soul on it. They'll prance, and in their triumph, they'll celebrate with song and dance. That is so deep.
Mm. And with your poetry, Larry, you find a spiritualness behind it. That's what I gather from it, not religion, but a spiritualness.
Yeah.
It's spiritual because you have to, You have to work on yourself. You have to work the inside out. And, you know, I don't call myself religious, because religion deals with traditions and working from the outside in, which that doesn't, so far that hasn't proved worthy for man to be religious, because, you know, it's a lot of contrariness or the part of religion when it comes to spiritual. So when I try to make sure that I hit the spirit, because that's where it's all going to come. That's where it's all going to end up, have to answer in the spirit instead of the physical.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Agreed.
Mm. Now, Larry, I from what I've been told, from what you explained to me, your birthday was January 8th, so happy belated birthday.
Aw, happy birthday, Larry.
Thank you. Okay, 56 years old.
50,
how old?
See, this.
Did you say 56?
I may sound young, but I'm an old head.
No, you're just youthful. That's what that is. You're youthful.
Oh, yeah. But
see, now that you said that, that's twofold. That shows you, at no matter what age, you don't stop following your dreams, because after 40 years, you've been writing poetry. 13 years after the military, they asked you in 2014 when you left, when you left the military, what were you going to do in the next 5 years, and what did you tell them?
I told my commander, it was a sad day. She said, Specialist Richardson, you did 13 years. We're going to allow you to go out on a white horse. You earned your benefits. And I said, what you going to do in 5 years? I said, well, I'm going to have a poetry book out in 5 years. And that was 2014. And everything And I did have the book scheduled to come out in December of 2019, but I got the book published through my school, Thaddeus Stevens College. They have a graphics and a printing technology course there where they actually teach, you know, the printing technologies. And I just happened to, you know, hear about that, and I talked to one of the instructors, and they squeezed me in. And it was ironic that they squeezed me in, and my book was published, printed, 2 days after my 56th birthday. So that was special, that, you know, that was meaningful and monumental. And that just said, when God said, Larry, the best birthday present is what you really want. So that just, that just validated to me that, you know, I was on the right path, you know, so I just thank God for that.
Yeah. Exactly. So this book is only 2 weeks old, fresh off the press. When we come back from this segment break, we're going to get back into Songs of Lala the Poet by headliner Larry Richardson tonight on Drip the Mic Presents Your Oral Diction's Poetry Cafe After Hours. This segment is sponsored by Drip the Mic Presents Your Oral Diction.
Welcome to Drip the Mic. Welcome to Drip the Mic Presents Freaky Tales. Channel your story. Welcome to Drip the Mic Presents Your Oral Diction. It's time to curl up in the hotel lounge with your host, poetess April J. Armstrong, and co-host Arthur Sonia B. There's no better place to be. So make your reservations and call 646-378-0355 and press 1 to make this mic drip.
If you're listening, you are online with us on blogtalkradio.com. We are actually in the lab with Larry Richardson. He is headlining. Mr. Richardson, thank you for being here. Ms. Jen Fatale, thank you for being here as well. How are you both doing?
Well, I'm great. Fine. Thank you for the opportunity to have me on your show.
Yes, and me also. Thank you for allowing me to help you with Larry Richardson and featuring him.
Well, thank you. I didn't know I was such a handful, but thank you.
I don't know, Larry. You know, I say you are a handful when it comes to these poems. With you see, that was my question. That's, and I'm glad you said that. You sent me a book. Jen Fatale and I have a poetry book. It's a limited edition, so it's not very thick. It has about 16 poems in here. But you're sending us volumes of poems. So I'm looking like, where's the rest of the poems in the book? In the book. What's going on with the next set of poems in my inbox, Larry?
Well, what happened was that I continue to write no matter what. You know, when I say I'm a poet and I write 5 or 6. It all depends on how inspired I am during that day. So when this book was published, I still was writing poetry, and I averaged in a month maybe 30, 40 poems a month. That's how it works with me. And I believe in quantity, but I believe in quality. So I'm not rushing poetry out like that. But when you do see it in your inbox, that means that I'm inspired, and my spirit I'm doing what my spirit is happy doing. So when I got this book published, the school, you know, being that they're teaching students, they're not trying to put to a commercialism the printing press, you know what I mean? So it's actually for the school and what they do, and they print everything for the school. So when I came to them, they said, Larry, we don't do a lot of volumes. You could have 16 poems, and with the covers, it's going to be 20. So that's why it's a limited edition. So this is my first book, plus I couldn't get as many poems as I wanted into it. But it's limited because my first, and to me, the pieces that I got in there is inspiring, And it's just, I just want to wake people up, self-awareness, and let them know that, you know, the physical is okay, but, you know, a lot of things that, you know, you got to wake up your conscious and the subconscious to what's going on out here, because we don't, you know, we gave control to the wrong people, and evidently we see what the world is now. So,
sure.
Well, you know what, Mr. Richardson, I think we are here for your poetry book. I want to hear some more poems. What do you think, Jen Fatal?
For certain. I'm ready.
Okay. All right.
The next one is called Folly. I see daily the rich be rolling off the resources of the poor that they have stolen, refusing to budge or even do the right thing, and praying constantly to their God that nothing in this world radically changed. Enjoying the spoils that they have taken, and in the people's faces betraying a smile that they be totally faking. Their actions is that of double taking, not caring that they are innocent souls at stake. One by one, they will falter and stumble until this foundation of self-hatred and destruction will crumble, leaving nothing behind except the cornerstone that is the essence of mankind, folly.
Nice. Deep and nice.
And again, all packs a punch in just, like, sometimes I'm just sitting there waiting for, you know, that next 20 stanzas. 20 lines to run away with it.
Not going to happen with Larry. Not going to happen with Larry.
And
no,
I can appreciate
really.
That.
Me too. I appreciate it.
I really can.
I try to write stanzas, and I try to write. Sometimes I do allow myself to go, and like just like fish. Sometimes I let my line out. But then I'm like this, you know, I the further you let your line out, the further you have to reel it back in, and the harder you have to reel it back in if you get an audience. So technically, I like to put it out there, and like dropping the line, and, you know, and hopefully, you know, it's the hook, and somebody gets on there, and it won't. So bringing it back to them, it's just snap back. I don't have to work as hard trying to bring it back. I try to put it out there and bring it back quickly.
Nice. What I like about Larry's poems is that they're all vastly different. Like they don't sound the same in any form or fashion.
True. Very true. You will definitely, it's like you get a different vision of him every time you read his poem. And just like you said, it doesn't, it's not necessarily that it doesn't flow. It does flow from one to the other, but it's still those different little avenues you get to see of them.
Yes. Have you read any of his love poems, though?
Mm. No, I have not read the love poems. I had my moment. I didn't feel like my love poems right then. So I didn't read
any
love poems.
I have a couple of love poems. I have a couple, and you definitely have them in your inbox. So, you know, I can the love poems, I try to put myself in somebody else's haplessly in love. You know, a lot of people are haplessly in love, but they don't know how to express the romantic side of them. I try. Now, I could go and say I love you and all this, but I like to put a twist with the love and show appreciation. And so when I'm dictating to a woman, when I'm looking into her eyes, I'm imagining when I'm looking into her eyes what kind of things that, because I'm a poet, so I think she's going to want me to be romantic and twist words up and be more than normal. So that's what I think, and I put myself in another person, you know, third version of one of those type of figures, reciting poetry in somebody's ear to a person that's shy and can't voice their opinion when it comes to love. You know?
mm,
Claire.
Yeah, see, I wasn't ready for all that at the time. So I'll go back to my inbox when I'm ready to read all the love poems.
Hey, Larry, I have a request, if you don't mind me asking.
Sure.
April.
Yeah.
Sure.
One of my favorite pieces from you is Rush of Love. Can you read us that one?
Yes. Rush of Love. Just when I was about to give up on love, it came into my life quickly, striking like a snake, but as gentle as a dove. It opened up in a passion that I never felt before, leaving me totally confused, but yet yearning for more and more. Why did love for me take so long? This I guess I never know. But now that it's here, I'll never let it go. Forever I'll cherish it, hoping of it to never ever give it up, always savoring the sweetness from this sudden rush of love.
And with that being said, we are tuned in to Drip the Mic Presents Your Oral Diction's Poetry Cafe After Hours. Mr. Ali and Queen's Mind, I do see you over at the bar tipping your hat at me. I do see you have some questions. Romeo Donati and Helen and Bo, thank you for joining us tonight in VIP Lounge. We're going to take a little pause for a moment and hear about Drip the Mic Presents Freaky Tales on Thursdays.
Welcome to Drip the Mic Presents Freaky Tales. Channel your story pieces as we gather around the hotel fire. With Fox Fire not in the flames and the pulmonologist bringing up the rain, all they need is for you to dial in 646-378-0355 and press 1 to make this mic drip with your freaky tale.
Can you make this mic drip? And we are back. We have some callers in the building, Larry, who want to see you here headlining on the stage. Are you ready for some callers to come in and ask questions and maybe spit some pieces with you?
Yes.
All right. Let's get to it. We have first up on the line, Mr. Black Cupid himself. It sounds like he came through because of those love poems, Jennifer Towle. See what you started? See what you started? Hello, Black Cupid. How are you tonight?
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
Oh, goodness. Take it easy on
us. Are you going to be in character?
It's a decade for the take. Yeah, that part. Oh, listen, I too went to Overbrook, class of 90. I ain't as young as Larry here, but Brook, Overbrook, it is the shiznick on top of the hill, you heard?
Yep.
And we always had the loveliest ladies, the coolest guys, the thoroughest hilltoppers in the building, always, all day, every day. So shouts out to you, Philly boy. Larry, Larry, Larry.
Thank you.
Hey, man. How you doing? We can't wait. We got Larry again on the 25th, ladies. This man right here is a contestant on our poetic speed dating show, along with myself and Ginger Bell, February 25th at 8 p.m. Yeah, baby.
That's right.
Congratulations to you, Larry, for your feature. Yeah, you owe Ginger some perfume because she politicked for your behind. Get this feature. She's truly a fan.
I am. I really am.
And we would have never known about you if it wasn't for Jenny.
Yep. And
yeah,
I think he surprised me because I just posted poetry on Facebook and I just happened to come across her and she made me one of her poets, featured poets of that day. Was a blessing.
Yeah.
Yes, he was one of my favorite poets. Exactly. He was one of my favorite poets. Mm-hmm.
And the well, you know, I found a lady for you, Larry.
Okay.
Because Jenny married in April's honor. So I got a good sister for you. Yeah. I found a good sister. We just waiting for her to get out the hospital. But don't you worry about that.
Okay.
She says she'll be ready to roll with you by the 25th. So prayers up. For her. Yeah. You know how it is when you get up there. You gotta get tuned up there now, man. But she's coming for you, baby.
Well, I got the love poetry for her. Written already.
Oh, yeah.
Written already.
That's nice.
Yeah. I got to read your poetry right now. And she's a fan already. And she's listening to the show. Shouts out to you, baby. She don't want to be... No, now she says she's gonna meet you on the show. So you gotta don't stand us up now.
Ow, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Hey, Black Cupid is at it again. Black Cupid is at it again.
Yeah.
Well, Black Cupid, did you have a piece that you wanted to spit for Mr. Richardson?
Yeah, do that. Yeah, that'll work.
You got a question for me, baby.
Black Cupid, can you make this mic drip?
Oh yeah. I call this one in the best possession of your heart. Did you know? You have my fullest attention. Let me start by saying, men and women are very different. We live in two separate dimensions. But when the stars are aligned just right, there's nothing more beautiful in sight. Poems and songs were written for times like these. Hopefully these words can express what I feel and see. And I feel some love brewing rapidly. Countermeasures put in place to dissipate all doubt. You're the only woman I write about. These days, my cloudy ways are castaways. By your wonderful, alluring energy all damn day. For the life of me, I need you more. Let the earth... Like the earth needs its core because I miss your voice as soon as I hang up the phone. The dial tone reminds me the connection is temporarily gone. I can barely sleep thinking about you. This part is true. It will be a cold blue if I ever can't talk to you. I hope you don't think this is corny. But you're the good in every morning, my source of passion in every step. Thank you for your apprenticeship and learning every facet of your heart. A wise man knows to embrace this spark. Hold on tight like the Noah's Ark, and a flood is coming. A tidal wave of emotion is forming. I can feel it in my bones. And this feeling doesn't come very often. Elements of a mindless drone. Butterflies hiding in a hollow log. Absent of sight in the thickest fog. Quite frankly, I don't see your greatest flaws. Pause. I plan to weather them all. Embrace them dearly as all your superficial walls fall, cherishing every second of life. I've envisioned us having a ball. How many times I gotta touch your heart for you, for our love story to start? Don't you know I bet my soul I would never purposely hurt you? I can feel this for sure. My love are the waves. Your walls of the seashore. Please don't ask me why. But I rolled them over time. Baby, you're surrounded. Little, miss, deserted island. I definitely on a methodical grind. Meet you on the beach of your mind. Climb aboard, darling. It's time to go. Life's too short for I don't know. Pain too long. Let's finagle the change. Anybody different would just feel strange. Hold my hand. Let me lead the way. It's true love you seek. You're going to miss my loving if your heart is too weak. You're going to yearn for these words that I speak. Who's going to love you as tender as me? Nobody will match my dedication. You're my final plan, destination, a foreverable vacation of sorts. Possession of your heart is my steady course. In peace. Yeah, that's that black. That's that black. That's that black cube right there, y'all. That's that black cube.
I learned that when you tenacious is, and people see your passion, they don't have other choice but to say, okay. You know what I mean? So it reminds me of that story about the guy with the Morgan Freeman story. And guys in jail, and he kept writing the Senate about the library, and they kept turning them down.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, gave him money to expand the library. What I said. To be consistent and persistent, somebody's going to hear what I have to say.
I hear you, Shawshank. Yeah.
Shawshank.
Yes.
He got what he wanted.
And
that's what
I said. That's you, Shawshank, all up in my inbox. That's how I felt. You hit the nail on the coffin.
well, Black Cupid, thank you.
I know you guys have connections, and I'm just starting out in this world of literary world as Sharky Shark. But I feel that when you artists, you know, we all have to work in unison to try to make this world a better place. So every voice counts, or else God would never gave us vocal cords. So technically, you can scream, and you could be at a mountain and scream, yell, and you're not going to be heard. But a whisper travels farther than anything. So when I write, I try to whisper because I know it's more powerful and it resonates in a room louder than a yell.
Yeah, and it resonates better.
Yes.
It resonates better.
And that's what I
it does.
And that's what I like.
Nice meeting you,
thank you. Thank you. Now, Lala comes from your, what, the beginning of your name, Larry? Lala, Larry? Or is it Lala? Like,
Larry,
the chick on power.
The first two letters of Larry and the first two letters of my middle name, Larry LeVan.
Which is LeVan.
Oh, okay.
And I just broke it down. Instead of saying the songs of Larry LeVan, which that probably would have been nice too. Lala, because it's catchy. Oh, Lala, you know what I mean? Somebody be like, what's going on? And it's more artistic than Larry the Band.
But I'm telling you right now, Black Cupid ain't gonna call you Lala, baby. Your name Larry. Round these parts. Wrong ass man calling number.
You don't have to call me Lala. I have a lot of friends that call me Lala. So.
Yeah, they call
Black
you Lala.
Cupid, I need you to go refresh your drink, Black Cupid, at the bar, because I have someone else nodding to me, please.
Mm-hmm. Bye, mm-hmm. Gil.
Thank you.
Peace. One mic, one love.
One mic, one love. Yes, Mr. Black Cupid, of course, Akil Ali himself from the Akil Ali Show. Antics as usual. Love having him come through the lounge. I know he's going to go sip on his while we have another caller come through, Larry, who wants to come in. Looks like they're at the last call for alcohol. We have Queen's Mind in the building. How are you doing
tonight? Yes. Yes.
Hello.
A queen's mind on the phone, man. A queen's mind. Hello. What's up, Sherry?
How y'all doing?
All right. How are you?
I'm okay. Congratulations on your feature, Lala.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. This is my first time calling in.
Wow.
Well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Ooh, two virgins tonight. I really love that. I love that. Well, you got some new blood coming in. I'm trying to be good. I'm sorry. It's late. Let me shake it off. Okay. Queen's Mind. Is it a Queen's Mind or is it Queen's Mind?
Just Queen's Mind.
Queen's Mind. Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you have a question for the feature or did you come through to make this mic drip?
I will drip this mic. My piece is not kind of small, so I hope I don't go over the time. Do you have a time limit?
Actually, we do. The lovely lady will start talking in my ear about 9:58. So if we can keep it a little, not that long, you think you can get it in?
I'll do the best I can.
Okay.
This piece is called Until Infinity. So which is the name? Is long till infinity, right? Forever till infinity. She became storm brewing like pot stewing on high steam blowing. Beware the hurricane, strong winds, rains flowing, searching the wilderness, the vast space between dreams that seem to wake empty, looking for inspiration of love. When she met him and the blending began, held his hand, looked deep in his eyes. His gaze so intense brought tears to her eyes. He asked, why, baby love, do you cry? She, like a little girl, looked deeper and deeper into his soul. I never witnessed such splendor in anyone else's gaze. And then it's like you saw through me the invisible parts of me, and you looked beyond me to see the compassion in me, and that smile you share made me hope we blend until infinity. And she cried, I never thought happiness could truly be found. Ecstatic, you gave me back the whisper, the calm to my soul, the safety that gives me grace to turn down my bass, to flutter like a butterfly. While you took my chaos and balled up my inner commotion, got rid of the excess, filled the gap, thrilled with the way you took that king stance, the way you told me, don't worry, just dance. And in an instant, all my pain left, all my tough winds ceased to blow, mellow, as gentle as the spring breeze, caressing everything sweetly, my inner lady awakened, no longer hardened, you tilling this unkept soil, you took my dry lands, made them once again fertile. Now plant these seeds in my secret garden. Once again, I'm able to just bloom to be a marvelous flower. Cause your love tamed the savage winds. I hope this peace never ends. I want to be wrapped in your arms like forever, like it's the weekend. Vibrations of authentic hope, incomprehensible. This healing you delivering me is the love that I want to be our mend. And he bent down on his knee. He said, now, baby love, look at me. See, I once had rage and my ocean was once ravenous. For my love in you, I find the purpose of my peace. Awaken the powers within me, healing me while I'm healing you. See, this is a two-way street and your love so sweet. Your care is so sincere.
with promotion of good health and spiritual blessings and blissings. You're manifesting, conjuring, casting spells of protection over me. See, you always fear the way you always share. See, I saw beyond your beautiful into your transparency, way beyond your hurt into the depths of your heart. We met each other's souls. At this place I want to have and to hold for life, see, you make me feel safe, and I know I'm protected. So my tide won't rage unless it's your beckoning call and I'm at your command. And we submit as one to become one hand in hand. That's nation building and empire's plan. Let's stay together in this place called peace. Let's be two seas that become a circle and become one. Now we complete. Let's minus all the propagated gender roles and propagated rules. Let's scratch these false regulations and let's fully have our own love creation, our own definition. Do away with traditions. Let's make new ones. Let's allow this communication to lay our foundation. See, love is a palace that we can thrive in. Let's let it rise. Let's let it rise as we blend until infinity. We blend. Queen's mind.
Indeed.
Mm.
Indeed.
Mm.
That's a queen's mind.
I don't know
where
to start.
Girl!
Okay, I'm going to start here. I'm going to start here. We have 7 minutes, 8 minutes left before the end of the show. So let's go ahead and wrap it up. But I definitely want to hear what comments we got about that piece. I don't know what to pick out first. That shit was hot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Man.
Yeah.
Her work is outstanding, first and foremost. I have been a friend of hers on Facebook for quite some time now, so I know her work, you know, but this piece here, fire.
Shit. I'm headed
fire.
Over to be her friend in just a minute on Facebook.
Right. Hey, Queen's Mind, tell them about your book, please. She has a book out.
Speaking Poetry and Truth is available on Amazon. Right now, my Facebook is kind of temporarily on a hiatus, but I'll be back in 7 days. I'm just taking a rest. So y'all can catch me in a week. You know, we have to pipe down some of the news feed for a little while, but I'll be back. But you can order my book, Speaking Poetry and Truth. You can find me on YouTube on The Queen's Mind. And I'm appreciating the show, so most likely I'll be back.
Yes.
Thank you so much for the feedback.
Yes, I will be reaching out. Yes, please do.
Yes.
We have 4 other shows of poetry: Poemanology, Freaky Tales, Erotic, Poetry and Chill on Monday. Just look for the flyer, the lineup. I'll be tagging you, sweetheart. Don't worry about it.
Thank you.
One mic, one love.
One mic, one love. That was most enjoyable. Wow.
I don't mean to rush, but we do have a last call who popped in at the last minute. Usually I don't do this, so I'm going to just open up the mic in a very nice way and say, who just popped in and raised their hand?
After my fourth
who is?
7 days that I work at, I'm going to have vacation. I needed it. I need that.
Are you with us?
Hello.
Hello.
267.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I guess they didn't have a question for you, Mr. Larry. That's all right. That is perfectly fine. I think you scared them off from the lounge. See, you took that last drink. That's what happened. You took that last drink. Got a little tipsy up on the stage. See, you know, ran the last call. I tell you, that's all right. I'm sure they'll come back around later.
This was so much fun. This was fun. I enjoyed tonight.
Yeah, if I got one more, this is something new and definitely, and this is love. So I definitely want to let people know that, you know, the things that you go out, that you're facing, it's only temporary. So love is going to last. So this one is called Trust. The moment that our eyes first met, the blueprint
for the foundation and cornerstone of trust was finalized and set. We were two polar opposites, now mutually coming together, becoming as one. Ecstatic was I this day for me. Love has finally come. We became more compatible as we progressed through the different stages of this perfect union. God provided a roadmap to the ultimate happiness and blessings we both through faith idealistically were pursuing. You're everything I dreamt of and more, and too, and in time it shows. Now when we apart, it seems like we know what's on each other's minds. Strong is the trust that I put my life in your caring and capable hands. I love you so much with every fiber that makes me who I am. Trust.
Mm.
Wow. Nice, Larry.
That's the way to take it out. I can appreciate that. Mr. Larry Richardson, I do thank you for being here tonight. We have 3 minutes, a little under, before the end of the show. Did you have any last comments or questions that you wanted to get in real quick?
Well, the book is a limited edition, and it's not on Amazon or online. If you're interested in my poetry and the spiritualness of it, you can get with me on my messenger. Phone number 717-621-1039, and my email writer7668@yahoo.com. And like all great people, I have to start off selling my book out of my station wagon. that's where you're going to find the limited edition, because it's my first piece and my first baby, and I'm learning along the way. So This book has allowed me the freedom to learn and fly. So that's what I love about this opportunity and being a first time.
Nice.
Miss Jennifer Tyler, any last comments?
Yeah, sure. just make sure you drop that information, though, Larry. Drop that information on our events page so that we can get it all, you know, your email address and your telephone. I don't know if you want to put your telephone number on there like that, but your email address.
Oh, yeah, yes, email.
Yeah, do that. Go to the Drip the Mic Hotel page and drop that information on there so we know where to get your book.
Yes. So thank you. Like I said, thank you for the opportunity. This is the best is yet to come. I want to represent poetry in a way that is pleasing to others and definitely to God.
All right. Amen.
Thank you, Larry Richardson, for coming in tonight and headlining. Ms. Jen Fatale for being my partner in rhyme tonight. Thank you to Dip to Mike President AZ's The Pulmonologist, Black Love Poetry Series page for promotion. Our sponsors for the show, Aja's Essentials and Mind Blown TV. Find the replay links on Facebook at Drip the Mic Hotel, Drip the Mic Presents Your Oral Diction, and Black Love Poetry Series pages. Tune in next week to see if we will have the Poetry Cafe open after Drip the Mic Hotel closes for the evening. Monday, we are here for Poetry and Chill with Paul Cram and Joyce Banks, the boss lady. I appreciate everyone being here, and now Drip the Mic Cafe is closed.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, that's over.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I'm always available. I'm available.
All right.
Do my passion. I'll go through thick and thin and hell, but I won't be in hell. But I go through hell for my poetry.
I heard that, Larry.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry, for coming through and blessing us with your pieces.
Well, thank you. Thank you for recognizing it and giving me the opportunity. So you just inspired me to be a better writer and a better poet. So what happens tonight is that
that I, you know, that I, there's different styles of poetry, and from what I gather, different ways of people express themselves. And this is, you know, Junior, that you, there's not one particular style that can touch the spirit. From what I see, there's a lot of styles that can touch the spirit. So thank you for showing me that.
Oh, you are quite welcome,
Yours definitely does.
All right. Everyone, if you're listening to Blog Talk, make sure if you are out, be safe, be careful. If you're at home, curl up, get comfortable. I'm going to get my drink. Jim Fatale, you're going to slip into something comfortable, I assume.
Yes, I'm going to follow you, April.
I'm going to take 6 feet to Lake Saddle.
All right. Everyone, you have a good evening, and I hope you do come back and curl up with us again. Good night.
Yes. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.